Stella pressed her nose against the window, her eyes wide with wonder. The spaceship sailed past the moon, its craters glowing softly like scoops of ice cream. "That's where astronauts first walked," Nova said, pointing to a large crater. Stella gasped. "It's beautiful. Can we land there?" "Not this time," Nova chuckled. "We're headed somewhere even more magical." The spaceship zoomed further, leaving the moon behind. Soon, they entered a sparkling field of floating colorful rocks. "These are asteroids," Nova explained. "They're like space rocks, but they dance around the sun." Stella giggled as a bright pink asteroid twirled past the window like a ballerina. Suddenly, a swarm of twinkling lights surrounded the ship. "Fireflies in space?" Stella asked, her voice filled with curiosity. Nova smiled. "Not fireflies, these are Stardust sprites. They light up to guide travelers like us." One sprite, glowing like a tiny rainbow, perched on the window, winking at Stella before flying away. As they soared through space, Stella felt like a true explorer. The spaceship approached a giant, swirling planet with golden rings that shimmered like a treasure. "That's Saturn," Nova said. "Want to fly through the rings?" Stella nodded eagerly. The spaceship weaved through the golden bands, dodging tiny icy rocks that sparkled like diamonds. "Space is so big and so beautiful," Stella said, her eyes shining like stars. Nova nodded. "And you're just getting started, little traveler." Hours, or maybe minutes, later, the spaceship gently returned Stella to her window. As she climbed back into bed, hugging Mr. Hops, she whispered, "Thank you, Nova. Thank you for the adventure." "Sweet dreams, Stella," Nova said, as the spaceship vanished into the night sky. That night, Stella dreamed of stars, planets, and adventures yet to come.